He has an accident in his office, Mr. President. Could I drive him home for you?
Yes, he's getting home.
Surely. He's still around the White House, Mr. President. I'm trying to locate him for you.
I don't think we ought to be sending budget requests up to Congress based on pressure by government departments that leak them to New York News before they tell us. So I find that they had $30 million unspent in that cancer fund out to NIH last year, and I told Kermit to just direct a pretty strong order out there that they use some of that unexpended balance to get right on this thing, and let's do everything we can. But if they got time to call in the New York News of all people and give them a story like this, they better use that same time and talent to working on leukemia and just use it out of some of these carried over funds they got.
All right, I want us to be protected against any future story that we're not doing anything about this.
Well, if we do this, though, they'll have $155 million tomorrow, or $550 million the next day.
Yeah.
It's just a pistol at your temple. So the way to be is you just get with Kermit and make him write as strong a letter as you can, and let them take it out of their own money.
All right, that's fine.
That'll teach them to quit running around and pressuring this way.
That's fine. Just so long as we have the answer when we get the inevitable question, what are you doing about the leukemia problem, we can say we're working on it at NIH and we're working on it in the Department of Agriculture.
I'd say the minute that we got the information, which was from the New York News, that's the first information I got from it. Say, when I read about it in the New York News, I immediately issued an order to NIH to take some of the carryover funds they had, $30 million last year, which is more than they could intelligently spend, and get to work on it. The same thing, Department of Agriculture.
Yes, sir. All right, I'll do that.
And let's just make it plenty hard and tough on them, and then let's watch that outfit. I'm disgusted that they will do that thing. I think that's unpatriotic to leak stuff like that.
Well, I talked to Celebrezzi about that. He says they're uncontrollable, just threw up his hands, and says he just cannot control them.
Well.
But let's see what we can do about it.
Okay.
Yes, sir.